Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
If this thing in the Ukraine, between the Ukraine and Russia, gets worse, the bills could go up even more, and not to mind the carry-on of the Russians 200 and something miles off the coast of Ireland. Now, they're not breaking any law by going in to our waters. Or they're not our waters, you see. They're not our waters. They're our commercial interest waters. But they're going in there to test missiles and basically play war games. The Irish South and West Fish Producers Organisation is not a bit happy. Patrick Murphy, good morning.
Good morning, PJ. Good morning to the listeners, and nice to talk to you again.
Now, this exercise, such as it is, will it be happening in waters where you and your colleagues would regularly fish, or is it further out?
So you see, all the information wasn't given out, PJ, because
right.
We had to wait for contact from the Russian embassy first. And we're still waiting for confirmation because they don't have much information either. You see, when this we found out about this on social media, because we weren't notified by anybody, and we haven't been notified by anybody about any other military activities that I learned this morning from an Irish journalist working in Russia. Asking me why were we picking on the poor Russians, and I said to him, well, I didn't realize there was other military exercises going on in this area. We're not notified, but the information we got from a Russian website said a lot of information, and it included firing of missiles and live ammunition, right? And that's a change. So we have boats operating that area, and you know, the laws of gravity dictate anything that goes up will come down.
Yes.
So we have boats working in that area, and that raised the concerns. And there's a lot of groundings of cetaceans, of dolphins and whales in the last number of years. And unfortunately, it's always the fisherman that gets the blame for everything, anything bad in the sea. And we're kind of questioning now, well, hold on a second, if these activities are going on outside there, and we see that the whales and dolphins group are now saying, well, this could be the reasons, and the scientists are saying, well, you know, maybe we should be looking at this a little closer. And the safety aspect for our boats, we think it's our right and our duty to point this out. Now, I want to explain to the listeners, we fishermen are not mad. There is no way an Irish fishing boat is going to take on a Russian battleship. And I'm laughing as I say this, because some people thought that. I think people had in their mind that, like Greenpeace, we've seen the videos of them flying around the ships and shouting and roaring with loud hailers and nearly throwing stones at them, right? We're not doing that. What we're doing is we're going fishing in the area where we traditionally fish. We've made everybody aware that if somebody turns around and tells us, listen, there's exercises going on, we're moving over here now, you have to move, we're not moving. That's the protest. We are going to continue to fish. Our fishery starts in the Porcupine Basin on the 1st of February. We have a very important NEFROP fishery there. We get maybe 6 months quota in the year, and it's really, really important for our fleet.
Right.
So just to highlight this for the listeners, we had hundreds of boats in our fleet, and because we've been savaged and cut throughout the decades through European policies, and especially now with Brexit, with it again about to happen, our fleet will be reduced to, if the plans are invoked, we're around 120 boats. Yeah. And people should pause and listen to that, because what you just started off the conversation with before is food security, cost of food and everything going up.
Yeah, yeah.
So just imagine if we don't have a fishing fleet with 29% of the waters, of Europe's waters, with around 5% of the fish in Europe, and then we are told, well, if you want fish, you can buy it off the foreign boats because we don't have a fleet, because it was taken off us or it was given away or it was bought off us. And this is happening. So it's not just about the Russian fleet outside there. It was the straw that broke the camel's back. It was like all the austerity measures that was foisted upon Ireland's country and cuts to SNAs, special needs assistance, the whole lot. And we swallowed the whole lot until they said, you know, we'll charge you for water. And that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Well, we feel this is the straw now that's breaking the back of the fishermen.
So
we're not going to put fishermen in danger.
It's early February or early March. I'm trying to remember which now it is that they're supposed to do this.
So the development we have now from the Russian embassy, the word and the conversation we got, if I heard it correctly, so I can be corrected, I'm not infallible, was that they're going to notify the government with more details of the exercise on the 27th. Of this month, and they're expecting the Irish government then to issue either warnings or tell us to get out of the area. Now that's a different conversation.
So what
because
you're
if
going
our
to
Irish
is,
government
you're,
is
gone, you're going out to know where these. You're going out to fish as you normally fish.
We're going out to fish in our traditional areas. Right. We're not going out to antagonize any nation whatsoever.
Sure.
We just want to go and fish. That's it. So we're not going to send any boat out to target a Russian trawler or a Russian battleship. We would lose that one. So we're not going to be asking anybody to do that.
But you're not going
what
to
we're
move
saying
either.
is that. No, well, we'll be fishing. We'll be moving along the seabed catching fish, but we won't be moving away from the fish. And I think that's unreasonable. And anybody that believes that this isn't inside in our waters is incorrect. It is in our waters. 10 times our landmass is our waters.
Yeah.
And just because that people are trying to confuse that our own internal waters, as inside the 12 miles, are just ours, that is correct. But these waters are ours too. And if you don't believe me, have a look at what happened with Brexit and look at the maps.
Maybe to clarify that in one line, the 12 miles is exclusively ours, but we're allowed to make a commercial business up to a certain distance of a couple of hundred kilometres, and it's in there that they're doing this testing, correct?
Yes, so if we left the EU, like Britain, that 200 miles would be ours. Nobody else would be able to come in and fish there, just like the English, unless there's an agreement. But because we're part of the EU now, we share those waters, and they have been given permission to manage the stocks. You know, but they're our fish, and make no bones about this, just like the UK, under the UNCLOS law, these fish in our EEZ are ours. So we're sharing them as a shared resource with everybody else. I don't agree with the share ratio, PJ.
Yeah,
absolutely not.
That's a whole conversation in itself,
Yeah, well, like people want to hear it, because as you said when you led into this conversation, this is serious for the Irish people. And if before you realise it, it will be gone if we don't fight to protect it. And we need the Irish public to understand what's happening. And it's not right that one third of our fishing fleet is to be thrown in the scrap heap. You were there when we brought the flotillas to Cork and in Dublin. Nice. And what we predicted is happening. And the Irish people shouldn't allow it to happen. They should be standing up and they're saying, no, we shouldn't be allowing our fishermen to be put out of business.
All right. And I think at the moment now, and I'm not making light of it, Patrick, because I admire what you're doing. I really do. You know, what you're basically doing is you're all there learning the Russian for, back off, lads, we're fishing.
Yeah. Well, in fairness now, PJ, we didn't expect to get communique from the Russian embassy, but it's happening. So, you know, at least we're doing that anyway. We're not in that spectrum, but sure, we'll wear any hat we have to keep our lads on the water fishing and earning a few bob for the coastal communities they support.
Patrick, you're great people. You're great people, and you supply us with the best fish on the planet. Patrick Murphy from the Irish South and West Fish Producers Organization.
Cork's 96 FM.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.